早晨大家歡迎 ，Welcome everyone and good morning。我哋可以打開聖經，我哋睇哥林多前書第一章十八節。You can turn in your Bibles as we are going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31. 今日我哋想討論一個可能你會覺得好認同一個問題。This morning as we look at a question that maybe you will identify with, 這個經文話我聽十字架是神的大能。This passage tells us that the cross is the power of God. 基督教的基礎建立在十字架和復活。And the foundation of our Christian faith is founded on the cross and the resurrection. 但今天我们面对一个很普遍的问题。But today we face a very common situation. 就是多人会觉得神是愚蠢的。As many people think that God is foolish. 就觉得如果有神我会怎样我不会这样。Many people think, well, if there is a God, if I was God, I would do it this way, I wouldn't do it that way. 即很多人会觉得神的方法我不认同，他应该学我教神怎么做。Many people think, well, you know, I should teach God how to do it because I don't like the way that God's doing it. 我觉得神的方法是愚蠢。They think maybe God's method is foolish.好多时候会质问神点解是这样做这样做。And so often we question God, why are you doing it this way or that way? 可能有遇到有些人会觉得信神的人又很愚蠢。And maybe you've met people that say people that believe in God are foolish. 可能会听人讲就是我们现在比神更加聪明。Maybe people think we're more wise than God these days. 就是有人觉得信教的就是没脑的，是没逻辑的。Some people think that the believing in religion means that you don't have a brain, that you don't have logic. 好像马克思他曾经讲过呢，就是宗教是人民的鸦片。 Like Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people. 所以现代人会觉得我们信科学合理。So many modern people think I believe in science and science is reasonable. 信宗教表示是没学问没头脑没知识是迷信。And to believe in religion, to believe in God means that you have no logic, you have no reason, you don't have knowledge, and you're just superstitious. 因为从科学的角度呢，就是我们现在有科学，我们不需要落后的宗教。And from the scientific background, we think now we have modern science, we don't need this backward religious stuff. 有没有听过人家这样讲？ Have you ever heard people say that? 可能会觉得我们不需要神，因为已经是证明是不需要他。 Maybe even people say we don't even need God because we've already evolved to a place we don't need God. 科学要知道不可以解答所有问题。 But we need to realize that science cannot answer all the questions of life. 有些很多事情科学做不到。 There are many things that science cannot do.有一样嘢科学做唔到，就唔可以将神放喺实验室就去化验或者研究。One thing that science cannot do is they cannot put God into a laboratory and do tests and experiments on him. 但系因为唔可以实验，唔可以考验，从科学嘅角度就唔真实嘅。But because you cannot test it, you cannot examine it in a laboratory from the scientific point of view, it is not real. 於是從科學的角度覺得是沒根據是沒理由的，換句話是迷信。 And so from the scientific point of view, religion has no basic, no foundation, and it's not reasonable, and it's superstition. 如果是迷信就虛假，迷信的人就是沒頭腦。And so the conclusion is, if it's superstition, it's false, and people that believe in superstition don't have reason, they don't have brains. 咁可能有好多人会觉得又面对呢个挑战。And maybe you are one of many who are facing this type of a challenge. 信神，别人觉得你系迷信。Because you believe in God, people think that you're superstitious. 今日睇到神系愚蠢嘅。And some people think God, today we're going to look, God is foolishness. 因为信神嘅是愚蠢的。And people think that believing in God is foolish. 但是我们要用，我们不可以用科学来考验神。But we cannot use science to test and see if there is a God. 科学没办法证明或者否认神的存在。Science cannot prove or disprove the reality or the existence of God. 单从科学的角度，我们可以看到一些的东西，但你不可以看到灵界的东西。And from science you can study some things, but you cannot study the supernatural. 所以是你的朋友，你的家人可能觉得你信耶稣就是精神寄托，自我催眠。So maybe your friends and your family think that it's just a intellectual crutch, or maybe you're hypnotizing yourself. 咁好多人话，除非我亲眼见，我就唔相信。And so many people say, unless I see for myself with my own eyes, I will not believe. 同样有好多人亲眼见到都唔信。And so many people see with their own eyes and they still don't believe.为什么呢？因为他说，科学令我有解释的啦。Because they might say, well, there's another explanation according to science. 所以我们找到一个的矛盾的，怎么去证明有神或者没神。And so there's a conflict here. How can you prove or disprove the existence of God? 假如真的有神的话，他会怎样？ Let's say, for if there is a God, what is he like?科学本身是没办法研究他， Science cannot test or examine him. 因为科学是中性， Because science is neutral. 但是我们可不可以从一些事看到神的可能性呢？ But can we look from science to see, is there the possibility of the option of God? 我们可不可以看到有没有这个可能性存在？ Is there a possibility that there might possibly be a God? 因为神是科学以外的，他不是我们的物质世界以来。 Because God is outside of science, He's not part of our material world. 如果从圣经讲，圣经说神呢就是怎样的神。 And if we look at the Bible, what does the Bible say about God? What kind of a God is He? 圣经说他是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能。 The Bible says He'sOmniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. That means he's everywhere, he knows everything, and he's all-knowing. 圣经都说神是一个无限的神。And the Bible said God is unlimited. 神是一个灵。God is a spirit. 神是创造主。And God is the creator of everything.如果咁样，我哋点样融入我哋有限嘅知识、有限嘅科学嚟睇到呢个无限嘅神 ？And if that's true, how can we use our limited knowledge to look at this unlimited God? 你可唔可以用一啲嘅科学嘅定律、物质嘅定律去鉴定一个灵界嘅事啊？ Can you use science, the laws, the theories of science to test and regulate a spiritual being? 系有呢个嘅科学范围以外，但系我哋可以从科学睇到一啲嘅可能性，就是有没有可能看到神的迹象，看到神的存在。 But we can use science to look at the possibility, or is there evidence that there is, might be a God? 我看到科学的时候，我觉得是可以证明有神的可能性。 As I look at science, I see that it does prove that there is a possibility of God. 我当我睇到呢个宇宙，我睇到人类基因，我睇到地质学嘅物理学，我睇到有神嘅存在。When I look at the universe, when I look at DNA, when I look at geography or geology or physics, I see that it can prove that there is the possibility of God. 越来越多的科学家就开始改变他对神的立场，觉得是认为这个宇宙太奇妙，人类基因太奇妙，一定背后有一个智能者，有位创造者。 Many modern scientists are starting to change their position on God as they look at the universe, as they look at DNA, and they start to realize that there must be an intelligent being behind it all who created it all. 一定有个智能者去设计，去创造。 There must be an intelligent being who created and designed. 那讲一个例子，你哋睇下你嘅手指。 Just a simple example, look at your fingers. 你有十只手指系咪？ Most of you. Most of you have 10 fingers, right? 即系有十个指模嘅。And you have 10 fingerprints. 你十个指模，十个都唔一样嘅。The 10 fingerprints on your fingers are all different. 但你唔单止呢十个指模唔一样嘅，你同呢间房所有嘅人嘅指模都唔一样。But your fingerprints are different than everybody in this room. 我哋冇两个人嘅指模系相同。There are no two people's fingerprints that are the same.世界各地的警队、警察呢，就是用指模来鉴定一个人的身份。 And all around the world, they use fingerprints to prove somebody's identity. 但是现在世界上有多少人？六亿人口，六十亿人口。 What are there? 6 billion people, over 6 billion people in the world today? 没有两个人的指模是相同的。不单只是今天生存的六十亿人口的，是人类历史一直以来没有两个人的指模是相同的。Not only the 6 billion people alive today, but throughout the whole history of the world, no two people's fingerprints are the same. 如果没有一个设计，没有一个智能在背后，怎会这样的？ If there was no designer behind it all, how could this be? 现代呢，有一个更比指模更加厉害的一个的鉴定身份的。 Now with modern science technology, there's another way to identify people that's more reliable than fingerprints. 有些电脑就会用的，有些很高度设防的保安系统都用的。 Now many modern computers and some high security systems also use it. 眼球扫描眼球digital scanning of your eye retina, 是吧？你每人的眼的结构的是不一样。 No two people's eye retinas are the same. 可以因为你的独特的眼球的结构就去分别你是一个独一无二的一个人。 And from your retina, we can see that you are a specific individual different from everybody else. 背后一定要有个设计师，如果不是怎会有这样的。 There must be a designer behind this. If not, how did all this happen? 我们今天的主题就叫神的预决给人智慧。 Today the title of my message is God's foolishness is wiser than man. 我们看18节至25节。 So let's look from verse 18 to verse 25. 因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。 For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. 就如经上记所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。 For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. 智慧人在哪里？问事在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？ Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? 世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意 用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。
For the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom.
我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness.
但在那召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总被人智慧，神的软弱总被人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
我们一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们可以看这个经文，求你开窍我们的眼睛，开窍我们的心，让我们明白你今天要跟我们说的说话，愿意我们明白你的智慧，你的存在。我们多谢主，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 十字架是的道理，人家觉得是愚拙，但这个经文告诉我们是神的智慧，是大能，十字架是大能的。这个经文很适合我们今天，因为神的愚拙给人智慧，就要问智慧是什么。所以 need to ask, you know, the cross is the power of God. We think it's foolishness, but God made the power of God, and it's the wisdom of God. So what is wisdom?当时保罗生活在一个的希腊的文化里面，是写信给哥林多教会，是希腊半岛的。 Paul was living in a time of the Greek culture, and he was writing to the Corinthians who were living in Greece. 希腊是一个哲学家的发明地， and Greece is where philosophy came originated from. 可能大家都听过这个希腊的哲学家。And maybe you've heard about these Greek philosophers. Plato, Aristotle, Aristotle, Socrates, Socrates. 这三个就是最有名的，但是希腊有很多的哲学家。These are the three most famous philosophers, but there are many, many Greek philosophers from Greece.他们的习惯呢，就会一起所有希腊人坐在一堆呢，就在讨论哲学的，是哪个门派的，是哪个对哪个错，是怎样怎样，有逻辑思维， 有思考能力。 And so the Greeks, they would always sit around and they would discuss philosophy, which philosopher was the best, which was reasonable. They would use logic and reasoning, and they would discuss.当保罗来到这个世界当中，向这班人传福音，他穿十字架，他说你傻的。
And when Paul brought the gospel to these people, they said, you're crazy.
他说这个是痴线的道理，是傻的道理，是愚蠢的道理。
And the Greeks heard what Paul was saying, and they said, this is a foolish thing that you're teaching. It makes no sense.
那我们不可以将科学、哲学同埋神学捞埋一齐，佢三个唔同嘅学门。
We can't put science, philosophy, and theology mixed together. They're separate.
但系好多时我会将佢捞埋一齐，系咪
？But so often we do get them confused.
有人讲个哲学咧系好得意嘅，因为哲学家咧每一个唔同嘅门派有唔同嘅睇法。
You know, some people talk about philosophy, and you know, in philosophy, every philosopher has a different opinion.
所以有人这样解释哲学家是怎样。
And so somebody has described philosophy as this.
一个的盒子在黑房寻找一只不存在的黑猫。
And so they say philosophy is someone, a blind man in a dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there.
咁如果呢个哲学嘅就唔知你嘅认为点。但系哲学系建立喺逻辑思想，是观察现实生活。
But philosophy is based on logic and observation in talking about life.
保罗在这个环境中将十字架的道理传给他们。
And Paul, in this environment, brought the cross, the message of the cross.
表面上是愚拙，但其实是神的大能。
And on the surface, it looks foolish, but really, the cross is the power of God.
十字架是我们所传的真理。
The cross is the truth that we are preaching.
十字架是我们的信仰的基础。
And the cross is the foundation of our belief.
十字架是拯救。
The cross is our salvation.
十字架是我们的盼望。
And the cross is our hope.
神用一个愚蠢的方法是要拯救世人。
And God used a foolish, apparent foolish way to save the world.
如果你看到十字架，可能你现在看有一个看法，哇，好靓的装饰品啊，挂在个颈度。
Maybe if you look at the cross today, you think, oh, it's a very pretty, you know, ornament I put on my neck, a necklace.
或者你看到医院的十字架是救恩的标志。
Or maybe you look on the hospital, you know, it's a symbol of hope, you know, it's a medical symbol.
但如果你记得十字架最初的什么意思,
but if you look at what was the cross originally?
十字架就是历史里面人类历史的最残酷、最残忍的、最羞耻的死刑的工具。
The cross in history was the worst, the most horrible, horrific, terrible, shameful method of execution that man ever devised.
这个十字架的痛苦的困难，就是当时有个罗马的历史学者，他这样形容十字架。
At the time in Rome, there was a famous Roman historian statesman called Cicero. And this is what he said about the cross.
十字架是太羞耻恐怖的，不应该在人群当中提起这个名字。He
said, the cross, it speaks of that which is so shameful and so horrible, it should never be mentioned in polite society.
当时十字架是一个非常可怕的死刑工具。
And so the cross was a horrible method of execution.
但神用这个可怕的死刑工具成为我们的救恩，我们的盼望。
But God has changed this horrible method of execution to become our hope, our salvation.
神的愚拙使一个人可以得到拯救。
And the foolishness of God causes man that can be saved.
神的愚拙给人智慧。
And the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
十字架告诉我们什么呢?
What does the cross tell us?
十字架告诉我们神爱世人。
The cross tells us that God loves man. God so loved the world.
十字架告诉我们神的爱。
The cross tells us of God's love.
神的爱是伟大的。
God's love is great. Awesome love of God.
神自己愿意来到世界做一个人，甚至死在这个十字架上。
God himself was willing to come to earth, be a man, and then to die on this cross.
神因为爱愿意在十字架上接受这个可怕羞耻的痛苦的死刑。
And God, because of love, was willing to submit himself to this horrible, shameful, painful death on the cross.
因为耶稣是神来到世界,
because Jesus is God and he came to earth.
耶稣就是为你死在十字架上,
and Jesus died on the cross for you.
他愿意接受你的惩罚在自己身上,
and he was willing to take your punishment on his own body.
他愿意接受你应得的惩罚,
and he received the punishment that you should receive.
他为你去代替你而死,
and he died in your place.
十字架就是耶稣为我们代替我们死, 以致我们相信耶稣，我们可以得到耶稣的拯救。
So that Jesus died in our place, that if we believe in Jesus, we can receive His forgiveness.
这个十字架代表神的爱。
And so the cross represents the love of Christ, the love of God.
十字架一定包括复活。
But the cross, the message of the cross includes the resurrection.
因为耶稣死十字架之后三天后就从死里复活。
Because Jesus died on the cross and 3 days later he rose from the dead.
如果我们不讲复活呢，就十字架的道理不够完美。
And if we don't talk about the resurrection, the message of the cross is not complete.
因为耶稣从死里复活，证明他的死是有意思。
Because when Jesus rose from the dead, that proves that his death had meaning.
耶稣从死里复活，证明他是神。
And Jesus rising from the dead proves that he is God.
耶稣从死里复活证明他的死是为你而死，我们可以相信他。
And when Jesus rose from the dead, it proves that his death is for you and that you can believe in him.
如果耶稣没复活还在坟墓里面，我们今天都不会在这里。
And if Jesus did not rise from the dead, is still in the grave, we would not be here today.
我们可以从很多历史、很多证据证明耶稣的而且确从死里复活。
There is many historical evidence and proof that we can use to prove that Jesus truly did raise from the grave.
所以我们讲过十字架的道理，就是耶稣钉在十字架，耶稣从死里复活这个道理。
And so when we talk about the message of the cross, it's the death of Jesus on the cross and the resurrection of Christ from the dead.
两样嘢你听到系好愚蠢，人可以复活吗
？And as you listen to, you think this is foolishness. Man can rise from the dead.
人就唔可以，神可以。
Man cannot, but God can.
神系的而且确系将耶稣从死里复活。
God truly raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以十字架的道理是人听到是愚蠢，但这个反而是神的智慧。
And so as we hear the message of the cross, we think it's foolishness, but it is not. It is the wisdom of God.
只要我们愿意相信接受耶稣的救恩，我们就会经历，我们会得救。
And if we are willing to receive and believe, then we will be saved and we will be forgiven.
智慧是什么呢？
What is wisdom?
圣经说我们听一个答案。
The Bible gives us an answer.
箴言第九章十节。
In Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言九章十节。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
从圣经的角度，智慧是怎样开始？
What does the Bible say that wisdom starts?
By knowing God. 你认识神就是找到智慧。
If you know God, you have wisdom.
反而从圣经的角度，你不信有神就是没智慧。
But from the Bible's point of view, if you do not believe in God, then you are foolish.
现在刚刚相反。
Now in the world, it's reversed.
Huh? 大家知道谁叫爱因斯坦吗？
Does everybody know who Einstein was? Albert Einstein?
爱因斯坦呢，就是很聪明，很犀利的。
Albert Einstein was a genius, just an amazing guy.
他在大学教书的教课，有一天他回到课室的时候，班学生呢跟他说。
He was a teacher in a university, and one day he went to his class, and his class came to him and said,
我们决定了，老师，我们决定了呢，没神存在。
And they said, we have decided that there is no God.
爱因斯坦就问他，这样挺有趣，请问你们这班学生，你觉得你们加加埋埋的知识智慧，在世界所有可知道的知识智慧，又占多少成呢？
And so Einstein asked him, he said, can you tell me what is the combined knowledge and wisdom that you all have in this class? Can you give me, what do you think your combined wisdom and knowledge is?
那些學生在討論。
過了一段時間，他回來跟愛因斯坦說。And so the students were there talking and debating among themselves. After a period of time, they came back to Einstein and said,
我們覺得我們是有所可知的知識的5%。
And they came very humbly and said, I think we have all the wisdom and knowledge of the world, we have 5%.
愛因斯坦覺得他作大了，不過不反駁。
And Einstein thought that that was a little high, but he didn't debate it.
他就是這樣答他，問回他一個問題。
So he asked them another question.
他說，那你所知的5%的，有没有可能神在你不知的95%的里面呢？
So Einstein said, what you know, the 5%, is it possible that God is in the 95% that you don't know?
那个爱因斯坦很聪明，是吧？
Einstein was very wise.
有神存在吗？
Is God real?
我看到一个单细胞的已经觉得有神存在。
I look at a single cell and I think that God is real.
因为进化论学者说单细胞的一出来就是所有生命是它出来。
Because from evolution they think all life came from a single cell.
但你知道一个单细胞它已经有一个基因密码，那个基因密码好像一个整个图书馆那么大 的密码在它里面。
But do you know that even a single cell
what do you call it? Not animal, bacteria, a single cell
organism.
Yeah, that's the word, organism, thank you. I couldn't hear you, sorry. A single cell organism already has a DNA code that is as large as a library of books.
So the question is, 那个单细胞在哪里得到这个这么深厚的密码基因？
And so where did this single cell organism get this DNA code in it?
如果冇呢个密码嘅基因，佢分裂一乘二，二乘四，佢冇可能分裂自己。
If it did not have the DNA, it could not separate itself from 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8.
所以一定要有最早期有个 DNA 密码，个 DNA 密码喺边度嚟
？And so it had the DNA code from the very beginning. Where did that code come from?
我一睇到呢度，知道一定有背后有设计师，有智能者。
And you look at that and you say there must be a designer, a creator behind this single cell organism.
So often as humans we come to situations that we cannot handle.
What if I know what 所学的、所读的书、所认识的、所拥有的钱都解决不到我问题？
And we discover that everything I've learned, all the books I've read, all the knowledge I've acquired, all the money I possess cannot solve my problem.
可能是疾病，可能危急，可能是困难或者死亡。
Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's a very urgent situation. Maybe it's difficulties. Maybe it's death.
但是在这个时候，人很自然在世界各地都会做同一个动作。
But from all over the world, people in any situation, when they come to this point, they do the same thing.
他做什么？
What is it they do?
他会向神呼求，神救命。
They will call out to God and say, God help me.
是好像我们里面自然有一个的地方是知道的，只有神可以解决。
And it's almost as if we know that inside there's a part on us that only God can solve.
我们深深之处有个地方是需要神。
And inside of our very innermost being, there's a place that needs God.
科学解答唔到问题，哲学冇办法解决我俾答案我，但系我可以从神得到安慰。
Science can't solve my problem. Philosophy doesn't give me answers, but I receive comfort from God.
人点解困难嘅时候会呼求神？
Why do we call out to God when we're in trouble？
其实我哋有好多生命嘅问题，科学答唔到。
There are many questions in life that science cannot answer。
或者你会问呢啲问题
，Maybe you've asked these questions。
我为何存在
？Why am I here？
生命有咩意思
？What is the meaning of life？
我系边个？我是谁
？Who am I？
我存在吗
？Am I really existing？
如果冇神存在，人生系乜有咩意义
？If God is not real, what is the meaning to life？
科学话你听。是没有意义的，你只不过是一个进化的偶然的产品的结果的。
For according to science, there is no meaning to life. You're just a product of a meaningless evolutionary process.
你偶然变了有的，没目标，没目的的。
You're just here by accident and there's no purpose, there's no goal.
但如果神告我们有意思，你在这里因为神创造你。
But God says you're here for a reason. God created you.
你生命有价值，你生命有意义。
You're created by God. Your life has a purpose. Your life has a meaning.
还有神爱你， and God loves you. 如果没有神存在，我们没有盼望。
If there is no God, there's no hope.
生命结束的时候会怎样？
If there is no God, what happens when life ends?
没有天堂，没有审判，没有报应，
no heaven,
no judgment. 十字架是唯一的答案，说生命是有意义。
The cross is the only answer that can tell us that life has meaning.
因为十字架俾我哋盼望
，because the cross gives us hope。
耶稣就死喺十字架上，佢献出佢嘅生命，因为佢爱你。
And Jesus died on the cross, gave up his life because he loves you。
耶稣话：我嚟叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said, "I come to give life and give it more abundantly."
谁可以脱离这个生老病死这个循环？
Who can escape the pattern of life, old, sick, die?
我们如果我们说我们在这里生存是为了下一代，那下一代又为下一代，下一代为下一代，那有什么意思呢？
If you say I'm living for my next generation, and the next generation for the next generation, and the next generation for the next generation, say that 20 times.
What is the meaning?神话你有意义，你生命有价值，佢要你认识佢。
God says your life has meaning, your life has value, and that is that you would know God.
你睇翻十九节二十节
，Look back at verse 19 and 20.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the things of this world?
十字架是神的大能。
The cross is the power of God.
十字架能够改变生命。
The cross can change our life.
那我多年是服侍吸毒者。
For many years I've been ministering to drug addicts.
那我是以前都是吸毒，但我服侍吸毒者是多年。
I used to be a drug addict, but I've been serving drug addicts for many years.
我发现到一个很奇妙的事实。
And I've discovered a very interesting truth.
无论世界哪里，澳门是，香港是，中国是，世界各地都是的。
Whether it's in Macau, whether it's in Hong Kong, China, any place in the world, it's the same.
政府就来找我们的。
The government comes and asks.
未必是我，不是做福音戒毒 的同工。Not necessarily me, but to those doing Christian drug rehab. 他就告诉我们，我们用尽各种方法，教育、哲学、 医学、心理学、社工协助都不能够帮这些吸毒者改变。
He said, we've tried everything we can for medical reasons, education, philosophy, psychology, social workers, everything. Nothing helps.
你可不可以帮我们去看福音继续帮人改变？你可不可以协助我们啊？
He said, can you come and help us? We see that Christian rehab works. Can you come and set up?
我澳门开始有福音继续的时候，政府就废除了一个复原所在氹仔。
When Christian rehab started in Macau, the government closed down the government rehab house in Taipa.
他未必是圣灵，是神的能力，可能觉得是群体的力量，是精神寄托，是过滤人协助过滤人的，或者是有新的朋友圈子这样的。
Maybe they don't understand it's God's work. Maybe they think, oh, it's, you know, it's a community help, or maybe it's, you know, people from the same background helping people from the same background, a new set of friends, all this stuff.
但我们知道帮一个吸毒者改变是什么？
But we know what is it that causes a drug addict to change?
是神的大能。It's the power of God. 这个是十字架的能力。
That is the power of God.The cross,
神的智慧能够灭绝世人的智慧
and the wisdom of God destroys the wisdom of man.
神的智慧无限，神的智慧不会落后。
God's wisdom is limited, is unlimited. Sorry, God's wisdom will never go outdated.
神可以改变。And God can change. 神可以改变我们，对不起。
And God can change us.
神不会改变。
God will not change, but He can change us.
有好人认为十字架是预决的，但十字架是拯救，同埋盼望，是释放我们。
So many think the cross is foolish, but the cross is power to save and to set us free and to give us hope.
那你可以有一个嘅。嘅实验，你信耶稣，你我相信祷告系有效。
Now there's a the way that we can test this, and I believe in prayer. I believe in Jesus, so I pray.
我相信神，我听祷告。I believe that God hears prayer. 我哋祈祷嘅时候求神帮我哋嘅，神就会解答。我相信好多人都有呢个经历。
And as we pray and we ask God to help, then God comes and gives us answers, right? I'm sure you've all experienced it.
或者唔见咗锁匙，就神帮你揾翻，或者系有好多嘢你祈祷神好奇妙就做到出嚟，系咪
？Maybe you lost your keys, God helps you find them. Maybe all these other things that happen, and God does it for you.
跟住你同一啲唔信主嘅朋友分享佢点答你
，and then you share with non-Christian friends. What do they say?
咁啱先咧，偶然啊，好彩咯。
And oh, that's good luck. Oh, that's a coincidence. Wow, that's really amazing that happened that way.
佢就要揾办法解释，就算你话唔系咁啱先，唔系咁巧，我未信耶稣之前未试过呢啲咁啱先、咁巧、咁偶然嘅嘢。
And they said, no, it's not just a coincidence. No, it's not just a good luck. Before I became a Christian, I never had these experiences, but now it happens all the time.
跟住佢点答你啊？
And then what do they say?
一定有理由啊，一定有解释啊，可能你心理作用啊，或者你精神寄托咯。
And then they say, well, maybe it's just a figment of your imagination, or maybe it's a crutch, or maybe, you know, you're just making it up.
神的智慧是无限，人的智慧是有限。
God's wisdom is unlimited, man's wisdom is limited.
你看22节至25节。
Let's look at verse 22 to verse 25.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是靠智慧。
For the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom.
我们却是全钉十字架的基督，罪犹太人为绊脚石，罪外邦人为愚拙。
But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness.
但罪那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总是神的能力，神的智慧。
But to those who are called, both to the Jews and the Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙。总被人智慧，神的软弱总被人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
无论你今天靠神迹或者靠智慧，都要知道神的能力是真实。
Whether you're looking for miracles today, you're looking for reason, God's power is the same.
但是耶稣成为多人的绊脚石。
But Jesus is the stumbling block to many people.
那咩叫绊脚石啊？即系无论你去边度咧，你会睇到嘅。
No matter where you go, you'll see what it means to be a stumbling block.
例如，你一班人喺度讨论宗教。
Let's say many of you sitting around talking about religion.
你又讲佛教，讲水晶球。讲风水，讲星座，讲打坐，瑜伽、文米、外星人，乜都好。
So you start talking about Buddhism, or you start talking about crystals, or maybe you talk about necromancing and feng shui, or they talk about the astrology, or TM, or yoga, or extraterrestrials.
讲到好开心，乜都得。一有人讲到耶稣嘅名，发生咩事
？As soon as somebody brings up the name Jesus, what happens？
个嘿，走人啦，唔再倾啦，系咪
？As soon as you mention the name of Jesus, they get mad and they don't want to talk anymore。
点解样样都可以倾，但耶稣唔倾得
？Why can we discuss anything but we can't discuss about Jesus？
另一个好有趣嘅问题，世界好多文化都有呢个问题。
And it's in many different cultures around the world.
点解系用耶稣个名当作粗口嘅？喺好多地方都会嘅，但系我听唔到人哋用佛祖、菩萨嘅名当粗口。
Why is it that you can go in many cultures and people will use the name of Jesus as a curse word, but I never hear people use Buddha or other religious leaders' names as a curse word.
你想一想，是事实的。耶稣就是绊脚石的，耶稣是令到人家是不知道为什么不喜欢他，觉得他是愚蠢的。但是耶稣的智慧就要拯救世人的。
But God's wisdom is he wants to save the world.
神的智慧是比我们更高的智慧。
God's wisdom is greater than our wisdom. 以赛亚书55章第八第九节说，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。 For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路超过高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
神的智慧，神的愚蠢，比人的智慧，比人智慧。
God's foolishness is wiser than man.
我们感谢主神是给我们这个十字架可以有福音改变人生。
Praise God that Jesus on the cross is given us salvation.
你信耶稣不需要很高的福音智慧，
you know, it doesn't take a lot of wisdom to believe in Jesus.
你不需要付出很多钱， you don't need to give out a lot of money. 你不需要做很多很复杂的事，
and you don't need to do all this complicated stuff.
信耶稣很简单，
It's so simple to believe in Jesus.
有人批评基督教，因为基督教太简单。
Some people complain about Christianity because it's too simple.
为什么这么简单？只要你愿意相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，为你死在十字架，为你复活，你信他就可以得救。
Because it's so simple, all you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ is God, died on the cross for your sins, He died for you, He rose from the dead, you believe that, you will be saved.
咁简单，咁清楚，
that's so simple, it's so clear.
福音 好似好愚蠢，我做好多大奸大恶嘅，我做好复杂嘅嘢，我一祈祷啊，求神宽恕赦免我，我相信你真神为我舍十字架，我就得救喎。Maybe, you know, I've been an evil person all my life, and all of a sudden one day I come to God and I say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross, and I ask you in my heart, forgive me. It's done. 咁簡單? 係咁簡單。It's that simple. It's just that simple. 福音係好簡單。所以人家覺得是愚蠢。因為如果是真實,應該複雜,是不是?Because if it's real, it should be complicated, right? 十字架不复杂，神是用简单的方法，小朋友可以信，不识字的公公婆婆可以信。God made it so simple that little children can believe, and that elderly people that don't know how to read can believe. 神是因为爱世人，祂令到祂很简单，以致我们可以相信接受。God made it so simple that we can believe.我想继续看第二十六节至到二十八节，哥林多前书一章二十六至二十八。So let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and continue on 26 to 28. 弟兄啊，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。For you see your calling, brother, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. 神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. 神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.好奇妙，神拣选啲人，十字架传出去，神拣选咩人？ So who is God chosen? As the cross is preached, who are the people that God's chosen? 佢唔系拣选好多嘅，有高高地位。God hasn't chosen all those great and mighty people. 大部分神拣选系咩人？ What are the most people that God has chosen?普通人 just common people 未必有学问未必有势力是普通的人 maybe not with great educations maybe not with great status in society just common people 神拣选软弱的人神拣选卑微的人 God is called weak people humble people. 神为什么会这样拣选呢? Why is God chosen the weak and the humble? 因为我们大部分都是卑微，是吗？我们大部分都是软弱，是吗？ Because most of us are weak and humble, right? 我们大部分是不是很多智慧的。 Most of us don't have a lot of wisdom. 即是坦白讲，老实讲，如果你任何人，无论你有多少个博士学位都好，Honestly speaking, no matter who you are, no matter how many PhDs you might have, 如果你将自己所认识的智慧同神的智慧比较，你识得几多？ If you were to compare what you know with what God knows, how much do you know? 是不是？我们个都是同神比较来讲，我们是愚蠢。If we are to compare ourselves with God, no matter who we are, we have to admit that we are weak. We are nothing. We are foolish. 点解神会拣选呢啲软弱卑微嘅人呢? Why is God chosen the weak and the humble?因为圣经讲清楚，如果你要来相信耶稣，你好似个小孩子。
Because Bible says if you're going to come to God, you have to come like a little child. 你要谦卑自己，接受神，放低自己的骄傲，承认自己的不足。You have to come to God as a child. You have to humble yourself, put away your pride, and admit that you have needs. 你相信耶稣，一定要承认自己有软弱，而自己有需要，系解决唔到自己嘅需要。When you come to Jesus, you have to admit to God that you have weakness and that you cannot solve your own weakness.
好多人批评基督教话：，基督教，我唔信嗰啲基督教。
And so many people criticize Christianity and say, I'm not going to believe in that Christian stuff. I say, why?
Because 基督徒全部都是有病啊，有困难啊，有需要才来信耶稣啦。
Because Christians, they only come to God because, you know, they're sick, they've got a problem, they've got a need. That's why they come to Jesus.
我不需要拐杖，所以我不信耶稣的。
I don't need a crutch, so I'm not going to believe in Jesus.
我告诉你这个批评是对的，基督徒是有承认自己的不足，所以他来到神的面前。
I can tell you that criticism is true. Christians come to God because they recognize that they have a need.
我们过到在神的面前是要谦卑自己，我算什么？神这么伟大创造宇宙，我都不行。
What am I compared to God? God's so great, he created the universe. What can I do?
Okay.所以你来到神的面前，一定要承认自己是需要神，才可以接受神。第一个罪是什么罪？
What was the first sin ever committed?
魔鬼骄傲，以为自己厉害过神。
Satan was pride, had pride, and he thought he was better than God.
跟着亚当夏娃因为骄傲而犯罪。
And then Adam and Eve, because of pride, they committed sin.
我都要信耶稣，要先谦卑自己，承认我不足。
To come to Jesus, you have to admit that you're nothing. Humble yourself before God.
雅各书第四章第六节咁样讲。
And in James chapter 4 verse 6, it says this.
但他更赐更多的恩典，所以经常说神阻挡骄傲的人。赐恩给谦卑的人，
but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
好奇妙，当我哋系承认自己嘅不足，承认我需要神，我软弱，我卑微。
It's so amazing when we come to God, we humble ourselves before God, and we admit that I have a need. We admit that I'm weak.
我们来到神的面前，神做什么？神将我们提起，升高。
God takes you and raises you up.
这个奇妙，雅各书四章十节是这样说。
And that's what it says in James chapter 4, verse 10.
务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
有一首好动人的歌就 He lifts me up 我可能有这个经文写出来
Maybe that song came from this verse you know?
是因为我们谦卑自己神面前，神就将我们提起。
It's because we humble ourselves before God, then he raises us up.
弟兄姊妹，神拣选的是什么人？智慧不多，软弱的，卑微的。
Who is God chosen? Those of wise? No. The humble, the weak.
是承认自己是有需要。我觉得很愚蠢，神拣选我。
I think it's ridiculous that God would choose me.
我有学习障碍之障碍，学习障碍，读写困难。
I've got dyslexia. I can't even say the word right in Chinese.
我九岁开始吸毒，一路吸毒到十三岁。
I started using drugs at the age of 9 and up until I was 13.
我就系冇读大学，中学几乎即系唔即系。 畢業，但係我睇唔到嘢就寫唔到字。I graduated from high school, but I can't read, I can't write, and never went to college. 我21歲就嚟澳門，話神揀選我嚟澳門。And at 21, God sent me here to Macau. 你話咁黐線啊！派一個咁樣嘅人嚟澳門傳福音啊，同一班知識分子有邏輯思想，即係真係係好傻嘅。What a crazy thing for God to send somebody like me to an intellectual society like China. It doesn't make sense.神就是这样的 That's what God does, right? 感谢主后来又可以读大学感谢主又是、就是、学中文但是神是拣选我们谦卑的人那有些人好像韦牧师就是聪明智慧、王医生又 是敬人不过他都是谦卑在神的眼前 you know, Maybe God has some、like,Pastor Dr. Pete and Dr. Stanley, you know, they're wise, and, but they've humbled themselves before God. Joy how Samti, Yagauti, the Samsa Vetsi, Hofai Yun. The last three verses, 29 to 31. See, Yetayauhi Hedek, Joy Sun That no flesh should glory in his presence.但你们得罪基督耶稣里是本乎恩，唔系是 dyslexia， 对唔住，是本乎神。神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。But of him you are in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 如经上所记，夸口的。当指着主夸口 that as it is written, he who glorifies, let him glorify in the Lord. 为什么神要我们谦卑在祂面前使用我们软弱的人 Why has God chosen the weak that we should, the broken that we give glory to God? 因为神用得着你将你提升使用你的生命是荣耀主 Because as God raises you up and uses you, it's giving glory to God.我们以为愚拙的怎知是智慧是大能 What we thought was foolishness is God's power, is God's wisdom 十字架的道理是神的大能 And the cross the message of the cross is the power of God 神的愚拙比人智慧 And God's foolishness is wiser than men 今天你相信十字架的道理吗Do you believe in the cross? 你相信耶稣是为你死吗? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you? 可能你未经历耶稣的救恩，但是当你开晓你的心，让耶稣入嚟，你知道原来神是真神。Maybe you haven't never met God, but as you open your heart to Jesus and He comes into your heart, you realize God is real.其实相信耶稣很简单 It's so easy to open your heart to Jesus 就是告诉他耶稣我相信你为我死 Just to say to Jesus Lord I believe that you died for me 我相信你是神 I believe that you're God 我承认我是有罪我需要你宽恕 I admit that I have sinned I need you to forgive me 我求耶稣入我心赦免我的罪And I ask Jesus to come into my heart to forgive my sins. 如果你诚心咁样向耶稣祷告，耶稣会入到你心，你会经历神嘅存在。And if you say a prayer like that honestly, sincerely to God, God will hear you and He will come into your heart and you will experience Him. 我哋而家就请敬拜队再嚟，我哋唱一首诗歌。We're going to ask the worship team to come back as we sing another song.我哋跟住我哋又祈祷，跟住又要麦饼，因为今日一个月一次，我哋系麦饼纪念主。And then we're going to take communion。那麦饼就系俾基督徒，我哋因为信耶稣，我哋知道耶稣嘅救恩，我哋系食呢个饼，饮呢个杯，纪念耶稣为我哋死。Now communion is for those who believe in Jesus. We take the bread and this cup because we believe Jesus died for us.我们是相信这个饼是代表耶稣的身体在十字架上是灭开 And we believe this bread represents the body of Christ that was broken for us on the cross 这个杯代表耶稣的血为我们流出来
And the cup represents the blood of Christ.
如果你未信耶稣，请你唔好食唔好饮，转去隔离。
If you're not a Christian, please don't take the bread and the cup. Pass it to the person next to you.
但系如果我哋唱呢首歌嘅时候，你话我想耶稣入我心，宽恕我嘅罪。
But if as we're singing this song, you say to Jesus Christ, I want Jesus to come into my heart, my Lord and Savior.
你喺呢一刻里边可以同耶稣讲。
You can say it to Jesus right now.
你可以话耶稣，请你宽恕我，我要相信你。
You can say to Jesus, Lord, forgive me. I believe in you.
我相信你，呢一刻你会遇见神。
And I believe at this moment you will meet God.
我先一齐祈祷。
Let's pray first.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以听到十字架，虽然系世人觉得系愚拙嘅。但你是你的智慧，我们求你在这一刻里面用你的灵在我们心里面工作，打开我们的心，让我们明白你的真理。主，愿意我们可以将我们的软弱、我们的罪、我们的不足放低在你的脚前，我们恳求耶稣宽恕我们，赦免我们。你可以跟着我祈祷，如果这个是你的心声，耶稣，我相信你是真神，我相信你为我舍弃十字架，我现在打开我心门，靠耶稣进入我心里面，宽恕我的罪。我没有办法改变自己，我没有办法靠自己的能力，我谦卑自己在你面前，我承认我需要你，求耶稣赦免我的罪，做我个人教主，我将我生命交托给你。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。
我们一起唱，因宝血我得洁净，因宝血我得重生，因你血代替我死，成全那救赎的献祭，洁净我更白，说更白，我耶稣身宝血的献祭，is your blood that cleanses me, is your blood that saved me life.Is your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice, washes me whiter than the snow, than the snow, my Jesus.God's precious sacrifice. 又头唱一次，因宝血我得洁净，因宝血我得重生，因你血代替我死，成全那。所的献祭洁净我罪，比雪更白，雪更白，我耶稣 身宝贵的献祭。Is your blood? Is your blood that cleanses me? Is your blood that gives me life? Is your blood that took my place? Here with me.Washes me whiter than the snow, than the snow, my Jesus, God's precious sacrifice.
我们一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们为这个饼这个杯，我们再一次献上我们的感恩，因为我们非常之不配，但是你仍然顾念我们卑微，你愿意在十字架上为我们舍身流出的血，使到我们的罪得到洁净，愿我们存一个感恩的心去领受这个饼这个杯，求你亲自的祝福，多谢你听我们感恩祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿们。
麦土之后是散会。